This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Alhamdulillah wa salatu wa salam ala Rasulillah. Dear respected brothers and sisters, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. I am on my way to attend the janazah of my father, Jawad ibn Hajim al-Haddad, who passed away just last night, Monday, the 24th of Rabi' al-Awwal, 1437, the 24th of January, 2015. SubhanAllah, I'd like to share a few messages with you, my dear respected brothers and sisters. Although it is not a time to give lectures, it is not a time to give reminders, but SubhanAllah, sometimes it is good just to give a reminder that comes from the heart of the person. There are many lessons to be drawn out of any death. And we ask Allah Jalla wa Ala to forgive my father, to forgive your parents who passed away, to forgive all Muslims who passed away, whether in the East or in the West, whether now or long time ago. May Allah Jalla wa Ala shower all of them with His mercy. The first message, my dear respected brothers and sisters, death, as Allah Jalla wa Ala says, كل نفس ذائقة الموت, death will not knock on your door to have to seek a permission before it jumps on you, my dear respected brothers and sisters. In the morning, a brother called Khalid from Masjid Bilal in Barking, in the morning he called me and he told me that his father passed away, and that was expected because his father was severely ill. May Allah Jalla wa Ala have rahmah on him. And then I was myself shocked, but I was questioning myself, will the person be so sad when he loses his father? And SubhanAllah, after Isha, my brother called me and told me that my father passed away all of a sudden after he was fasting Monday, and he stayed between Fajr, between Maghrib and Isha reading Quran in the masjid, and after Isha he wanted to break his fast, he ate something, and then SubhanAllah he passed away. May Allah Jalla wa Ala have rahmah on him. And when I got this news, it was a shock for me, and I started crying subconsciously. Until now I feel that I really need to cry. It is not a small loss. My dear respected brothers and sisters, this is the second message, that whoever is living from your parents, spend time with them. Take your opportunity, because wallahi, even if your relationship with your father was not that good, wallahi, you will regret that, and you will regret that you did not spend enough time with any of your parents. And when they pass away, then as they say, a door to Jannah was closed for you. However, we also say that no, Allah Jalla wa Ala, out of His mercy, opens other doors for Jannah. To be kind to them after their death, as the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, to give sadaqah on their behalf, to make istighfar for them, and so on. The other message I want to share with you, my dear respected brothers and sisters, and it is not wallahi to praise my father, but I want to benefit everyone, including myself. My father used to love fast a lot, because he did not used to, anyway, he used to like fasting, and he used to like going to pray janazah in a particular masjid in Al-Taif. And SubhanAllah, even when he reached the age of 80, etc., he was fasting almost regularly, Mondays and Thursdays, and SubhanAllah, he died after fasting Monday. And this reminds us of what Ibn al-Qayyim rahimahullah ta'ala said, that the one who loves something, Allah Jalla wa Ala will facilitate it for him, and Allah Jalla wa Ala will let him die on that thing as well. Also, SubhanAllah, the janazah, Allah facilitated for my father a place, a graveyard next to the house of my brothers when my father moved to Jeddah. Again, my dear respected brothers and sisters, I advise all of you to be connected to one of your good deeds, to be connected to one of the deeds, to love that deed, and Allah Jalla wa Ala will facilitate it for you, and Allah Jalla wa Ala will take your life upon that. My dear respected brothers and sisters, as the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, make use of five before five, and one of them is hayatuka qabla aw hayataka qabla mamatik. Make use of your life before death comes and jumps on you, and then you will be living in another place under the mercy of Allah Jalla wa Ala. Jazakumullahu khaira. Please don't forget my father in your dua, and make dua for all deceased people. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.